maybe you missed it, but Dan Kildee, the retiring member of Congress who represents the Flint area, says if you're opposed to the open border, it's because you're a racist. He was all over yesterday. If you are opposed to the open border, you're a racist, says the outgoing Democrat Dan Kildee in Flint. And it makes me wonder, I wonder if he took the $500. Did he take the $500 and let somebody move into his house, the money being offered by Gretchen Whitmer? I'm guessing probably not, but we'll see. Joining me now is Michigan State Representative Will Bruck. Will, how are you?
I am doing wonderful, Steve. Good to be on your show. I enjoyed the... I'm the only district part of Michigan that got the full eclipse down in Erie, Michigan.
Well done.
Yesterday.
Well
done. Great.
Yeah. But how's the walleye bite?
I had to drive nowhere.
but how's the walleye bite right now? We'll get back to that. All right, we'll get back to that.
We could talk about fishing for hours, sir.
There you go. Let's talk about Governor Whitmer's policy to offer housing subsidies to illegal immigrants. And I'm quite sure Dan Kildee did not take, even though he's calling anybody who believes that the open border is wrong, is apparently a racist because those people don't look like Donald Trump. I mean, that's what he said yesterday. How appalling. How base. The Democrats sit there and talk about how people who want a secure border are racist by using racist tropes, right?
They do. They do every day. And we're just trying to protect our country. And this announcement by our governor that they're going to pay, I'm certain the governor is not going to have individuals in her home as well. But this is money that's just being given out to people that are here illegally. And it sends the wrong message. It's taxpaying money that's going to individuals that are here illegally. It sends the wrong message, Steve.
Yeah, it does. And look, these things are being rejected all over the country. People have had it. I was in Chicago or by Chicago over the weekend. Massive tent cities, right? And all the tents are the same color, remarkably, which means they're getting them from someplace specific. You look at what's happening in Denver, Colorado. They're so overwhelmed, they're giving bus tickets, plane tickets, and rides to the Canadian border just to get people out of Denver because they have no more space. Look, that's happening in Michigan, too. We're just not hearing about it as much. Look, people are infected. Ruby Garcia being murdered by an illegal alien here recently. These stories are real. And to suggest otherwise is just reckless. Isn't it, Will?
Yeah, I believe so, sir. And the Office of Global Michigan, who facilitates this newcomer rental subsidy, they have $50 million to work with. And if you look on their website, there's a way for individuals to bypass the income requirement paperwork. They're able to bypass the identification paperwork. There's all kinds of loopholes that would allow pretty much anybody to wiggle their way into this program. And, you know, the fact is that 97% of asylum claims are what they call defensive claims, Steve. And that means these individuals illegally entered into the United States, and then when approached or when they had to, they claimed asylum after being, if you want to put in quotes, caught. That way they could stay. And that's from the Department of Justice. 97% of asylum claims are defensive claims, which means they were done after the fact, after they came here and got to where they're going in the U.S. It's a shame and a sham.
Yeah. They're here illegally. They get their prizes at the border, be it a cell phone. Some people get, if you go to New York City, you get, you know, prepaid debit cards. In Michigan, you might get $500 for household rental assistance for up to 12 months. But look, there's a lot of free handouts that these folks get that American citizens do not, that veterans do not. Do we not have enough problems of our own without incentivizing people coming here illegally to take advantage of our safety nets?
I think so. If you go on the newcomer rental subsidy program website,
newcomer,
which is a Michigan site.
Yeah. Newcomer, not
newcomer,
illegal, not even a migrant, just newcomers. right. Go on.
You know, it's not just $500. If they meet the income requirements, they are able to get all sorts of state money, our money, your money, taxpayer money, funded for housing, for food, for SNAP. There's a whole paragraph of all the things they qualify for on that site. And in that, they qualify asylum seekers, which I said before, 97% of asylum seekers in the U.S., which are illegals, are here with defensive claims, meaning they came here illegally, purely right. illegal, and then got caught and claimed asylum. And these are the folks, it's not just $500 a month for their rent. There's a heck of a lot more in there. And I venture people to look at that site. It's a newcomer rental subsidy. It's on the Michigan Gov website.
I'm going to go look. Newcomer rental subsidy. I'm going to see what they qualify for and what you can get
here. Yeah, and it's under the Office of Global Michigan.
Do you think Congressman Kildee offered up and took that $500 to move some illegals into his house? I can venture a guess that he absolutely did not. I'll give you the last word here, Will.
I am sure he did not. Excuse me. I just think, you know, offering the tax-funded housing to people that exploit our system is illegals, i.e. illegals, is sending the wrong message. We follow the law. We do the right things. And here, people that did not do the right thing, exploited our country, are being paid for. And these individuals that are going to reap benefits from housing illegals in our state.
Well, I appreciate you being here, Will. Thank you very much. From Monroe County, where you will find the one and only Gruber Road is in Monroe County, named for my family. Keep that in mind, Will, as you travel about. Been there, haven't you?
Right down the road from Gruber Road. I grew up in Exeter, right around the corner from Gruber. So, we have something in common, Steve.
There you go.
How cool.
Grubers from Monroe County, Michigan. Anyhow, Will Brock, thank you for being here. State representative from Erie Township. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll have a break and be right back.